slow. Saints, we would like to continue our fellowship. There's been a little gap, but we would like to just release a little bit of burden after the table for about 10 minutes or so, so that we can pick up the Lord's heart. It's kind of hard to know where to stand here, so I'll stand this way, then I'll move this way, then I'll move that way. Is that okay? Is that okay? Because you're behind me. Saints, we would like to say a little something about prayer and the Lord's need in these days, especially in light of what's going on in the world and what's going on inwardly in the Lord's recovery and inwardly in our lives. So we would like to say a little something concerning some verses that were very touching on this matter of prayer. So if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 18, and we would like to read those verses, and I feel it's critical just to take time to do this. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. So may we alternate, beginning with English, with verse 15, and then, actually, let's read it all in English. Let's alternate, brothers and sisters. Sorry, saints. Okay, so verse 15, let's begin Matthew 18, 15 with the brothers. Go.
Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go reprove him between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother.
But if he does not hear you, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established.
And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to hear the church also, let him be to you just like the Gentile and the tax collector.
Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
Okay, let's do 19 and 20, Chinese and English. So, English, 19, go.
Again, truly I say to you, that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens.
We will refer to other verses, and then we will read two in the Old Testament so you can get yourselves prepared in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11, and Ezekiel 36, 37. Ezekiel 36, verse 37. But concerning this matter of prayer, which we believe is really on the Lord's heart, we want to get into these verses for a few minutes. We only have, a few minutes. Here you see something that's quite critical. If something happens in verses, something has happened in verses 15 through 17, but that's not the main point. The main point is we need to pick up the principle in verses 18 through 20. 18 through 20. And there's a great principle here concerning prayer, and that is this, dear saints, that what the Lord has done is he has limited himself to us as the church to carry out what is on his heart. Amen. Because if you notice here, when something happens, we need to tell it to the church. Then later on it says this, whatever you bind on the earth is bound, it will be bound in the heavens. Whatever you loose, it will be loosed. So the heavens responds to the earth. Amen. This is the critical point, and that is the Lord wants us to pray first before he does anything. Is he omnipotent? Yes. But he has limited himself to being one with our human will. He has to gain our human will so that we would, what? pray according to his will. I'll give you three principles in the end concerning this matter. But dear saints, we have to realize that if we do not pray, then the Lord has no way to move. And he has a lot of things that he wants to do. One of the things that he wants to do, and here is an example, is he wants to take care of this matter of the flesh. You can see this in Exodus chapter 17, verses 7 through 11. When Moses was there, and Joshua was in the field, and every time Moses kept his hands raised, indicating prayer, then the flesh, typified by the Amalekites, were mowed down. When he didn't have his hands raised, then, this is quite interesting, then the Amalekites prevailed. Dear saints, no prayer, flesh rises up. A lot of prayer, flesh is defeated. The Lord has limited himself to this. Now, to this way. Now, listen to this. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 45, please turn there. The first thing is the flesh. The second thing is this. Isaiah 45, verse 11, and I will read it. Thus says Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, and the one who formed him, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the works of my hands, command me.
Amen.
Command me. Have you ever noticed? Would you have the boldness to command God? Amen. Would you have the boldness to command God concerning the work of his hands, concerning his sons, concerning the dormant ones among us, concerning the refugees, concerning, and we'll get to this in a second, concerning the gospel? Do you have the boldness? The Lord says, listen, tell me what to do. Isn't that interesting? Tell me what to do. Amen. Of course, he's not going to do what he doesn't want to do. Of course. But we will limit him from being able to do what he wants to do.
Right.
This is the point, saints. We need to cooperate with the Lord through prayer concerning what he wants. So based on what he wants, he says, command. He wants his sons. He wants all of us to be formed, to be here, what? Formed as the body of Christ to express him. He wants us all here. So we need to pray for his son and concerning his people. Then look at Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 37, and it says this. Thus says the Lord Jehovah, moreover, for this I will be inquired. I will be inquired of you. Inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. What does this mean? This means I will do what you ask, only though to carry out what I need or want to be carried out. So he says, I'll be inquired to do it. So that means what? We have to come forward and ask. We have to come forward and ask according to, and this is the three principles that I will raise. Number one, we need to come forward to have the speaking of the Spirit.
Amen.
Number two, we need to have harmony of the Spirit.
Amen.
That means what, dear saints? We have to have the oneness. This is depicted here in Matthew chapter 18. Amen. Number three is what? We have to come together. It says, where two or three. I hope we do not take this as, okay, here are we three. We come together. No, this two or three is symbolic. That means all of us need to come together. So we come together to do what? To pray according to God's will.
Amen.
What does he want to do on the earth? There's so much that needs to be done. The gospel has to be released. The word has to be released.
Right.
The dormant ones have to be restored.
Amen.
Much to be done. So our will has to line up with the divine will.
Amen.
So my time is up. So I would just say this much. Dear saints, go to the Lord. We would implore you to go to the Lord to see if he's not saying something to you about two or three gathered together Tuesday nights at 7:30 here at the hall.
Amen.
See if the Lord would say something. I you know, we're not here, come to the meeting, come to the meeting. No, see if the Lord would say something to you about coming to the meeting, gathering together to release the divine will on the universe, to put down, there's three wills. Oh, not you, okay. I'll take you. Okay, there's three wills in the universe. The divine will, the satanic will, and the human will. Whenever the human will lines up with the divine will, God's economy, the wheel of his economy rolls on and on.
Amen.
But even if we're just nice, we're good, you know, I have this to do, I have that to do, praise the Lord, I hope they're praying at the prayer meeting, or whatever. But that is the human will aligning with the satanic will. Whenever this will aligns with this will, God's will is not carried out. Thanks, brother. Sorry. So anyway, sorry about that. Anyway, consider if the Lord is not speaking to you about the prayer meeting so that he could carry out his divine economy. And I'll stop here. That was a little over 10 minutes, but anyway.